you hold not Mimhei. So if Mimhei, you're going to look on top. It goes, B'chol ha-yoytzim la-hatzil is choyzrin lim-koyma. This is part of the Mishnah. At the end of the Mishnah said, oh, we'll learn the Mishnah, just let's see the Mishnah again. The Mishnah said before, Misha Yotzev Rishus, if somebody had a right to go out of the Tchum on Shabbos, Moshe was a doctor, he had to go see a patient, he has the right to walk out of the Tchum, the Yom Ruloi Kfarnasa Maita, then while he was traveling, they came to tell him, Mishno, the patient is healed already, we don't need you to go anymore. Where they tell him that he's not needed anymore, so even if he walked out of his original tchum, he has like a new tchum. Where he is now, Chacham gave him a new tchum of Alpayim Amah. Im hoyo b'toycha tchum, let's say his new tchum is swallowed up, is still part of the first tchum, then alochris kilu lo yotzit. Consider he never left his first tchum, so as a machlokes in the Gemara, does it mean literally he never left his first tchum, and he still has his first tchum? Or even if he left his first tchum, he went to a new tchum, he went out, he went 3,000 amas away, but since the new 2,000 Amis is included in the first 2,000 Amis, he has both Tchumim. Then the Mishnah says, Kol ha-yoytzim l'hatzel, anybody that goes out of the Tchum on Shabbos, al-manas to save somebody. The Moshe, the Goyim come to fight, so you go to the army, and you leave your Tchum to fight the Goyim. He is Allah ha-choyzim l'mkoymim. When they get finished fighting, they're allowed to come back to their Mokum. They're allowed to come back into the city to be Kibnei Mokum. Even though they went out to fight, and they had a right to go out of the Tchum, still they have a right now to come back into the Tchum. So the Gemara says now, V'chol ha-yoytzim la-hatzil choyzilim koymim. Whoever went out on Shabbos to fight, to save people, and Mimele had a right, he had a heter to walk out of the Tchum, when he gets finished fighting, he has a right to come back, lim koymim, to come back into the city. So the Gemara is mash l'chura v'afilu tuva. Even if he walked very far, he had to walk, let's say, 10,000 amas. So he walked way out of the Tchum Shabbos, he walked. Very far away he had to go to fight. Still it's mashma, that when they get finished fighting, he has the right to walk back mamish into the city again. He could walk back to 10,000 amas again back. For the Gemara Kasha, I be amarta reisha, and the reisha the Mishnah said, al payim mama v'suloi. The reisha the Mishnah said that, they said, mishiyotzev rishus, v'yomulo kvarnasa maisi yeshle al payim mama. Let's say a doctor went, he started to walk 5,000 amas out. And they told him there, we don't need you anymore. So the locker is where he's told he's not needed, he only has a new tchum of Alpayim Amah, that's all. He only has 2,000 Amas from where he is to walk all around him. But it doesn't say he has a right to walk back home again. So why is the Sefer say you do have a right to walk back home? In the Reshit's Mashmah, if you walk out of the tchum, you only get a new tchum, Alpayim Amah, new 2,000 Amas. But more not. And the Sefer's Mashmah, when you went out to save, even if you went 10,000 Amas away, still you have a right to walk all the way back again 10,000 amas back home. Either Rashi said you only have a right to walk only a new Alpayim Amah, that's all. Omer Rav Yehudi Omer Rav She Choyzrin Bekli Zayin Lim Koymim. I tell you, it means to tell us that you're allowed to walk back with the guns, with the rifles. They went out to fight with the Kli Zayin on, they're allowed to walk, take it back. So Rashi, Rashi afilu tuva means yoseh me arba alpayim. Even if you walk more than 4,000 amis, is b'tmiya. This is the kasha. I have yamat the reish. You said at the beginning of the Mishnah that heicha deloy mivloy and alpayim islay v'suloy. When it's not muvla, if you walk more than 4,000 amis away, you only get 2,000 amis to walk backwards and not more. So Teretz says, Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav, loy teima afilu tuva. No, the sefer of the Mishnah does not mean you went out. You went 4,000 amas out of the tchum. To loy shori el alapayim. If your taco went more than 4,000 amas away, you could only walk back 2,000. They gave you a new tchum. For ho also lashmin on the what's the mechidash in the Mishnah? To choizrin, that you could come back, it means bekli zenon. You're allowed to carry your rifles, your guns back with you. For loy yarmin, we don't say, kivon de nasa maisa. Once you already finished fighting, you finished the war, is yashlichu kli zenon aleim. As far as now, throw away your guns, v'lo yechalu Shabbos mechatzarosim, and don't be mechalu Shabbos by walking back again with the guns. For time for us to come on. So maybe that's all the end of the Mishnah means. That in the case where you did not walk more than 4,000 amas out, you didn't walk more than where we give you new tchum now, your new tchum is muvlin the old tchum. So pshiti you're allowed to walk back home. So the chiddush in the Mishnah is you can even walk home with your guns. That's the teretz. for the Gemara, or my kusha, what bechlal was your kasha to start off with? Dil malahatzul shani. Maybe if you're going to fight to save, protect somebody, that's a bigger din. There, even if you walk 10,000 amas away out of your city, here the Rabbanim will make all. To say you're even allowed to walk back again 10,000 amas back into the city. Hey, the Mishnah is talking about some mishiyotzeh b'rishus. You went as a doctor to save somebody, or a nurse went to help somebody, or else as edus hachodesh, you wanted to see levona. So you had to walk outside the tchum in order to see the levona. So these cases, true, you have a right to walk out of the tchum. But when you walk out of the tchum, the rabbanim were only makel. You have a new tchum where you are, not more. You're only allowed to walk now 2,000 amos from where you went off. You can walk back 2,000 and not more. To say for the Mishnah, when you went to fight to save lives, maybe there were more makel, and there we say could even walk back home. So Drashi, Dilma lahatzel shani, or Misha yotze b'shustam asnisin, the Reish of the Mishnah, ikal yukma b'yedis hachodesh. That's talking about Stam Edis went to see the Levona. So in order to see it, they had to walk out of the tchum, they walk further. Or the chachoma habo leled, or a nurse, a midwife is going to help you give birth. But somebody went out to protect their lives from the goyim. Let's be afraid, maybe the goyim will come to run after you. Here it's a swerve. You went out to fight, even though you went 10,000 amas out in the fields to fight. When you get finished fighting as a big slurra, we let you come all the way back home again. Because if you're going to be stuck out in the field, maybe the goyim will come and fight you again. So Mela Lahatzel is different. When you go to fight, then we'll make you walk all the way back home. So Bechlau, what's the kasha the Gemara is asking us to do in the Mishnah? So it's safe for Lahatzel is different. And for the Gemara, Eli kasha ho kasha. If you want to ask a stira from someplace else. To Tanan. We learned that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Let's say Edis wanted Friday night, they wanted to go see the Levona. They thought they saw the Levona. It's a shayla if it's Rosh Chodesh or not. They didn't see it too good. So they started to walk out on the fields to see if they'd be able to see the Levona. And they walked more than the Tchum Shabbos. They went out of the Tchum to see the Levona. So Metchila Sadin, they didn't give them any kula. Wherever they ended up and they saw the Levona, the Rabbonim only gave them Dal Damas. That's all. They weren't allowed to walk out of the Dal Damas Kol Yom Kulay. Later, Hiskin Rabbi Gamliel Hazokin, he made a takono. No, the bout they went out for Rishus, the Edis went to see the Levona, so they went out of the Tchum Rishus, so Rabbanim will make up for them to give them like a new Tchum. Wherever they ended up, they have a right to walk Apayim Amma from where they ended up. Not only would Rabbanim make up Edis that went out of the Tchum to see the Levona, even if a midwife went out to help Elisha give birth. So this is the kasha now. And even if people went to fight, they went to war to save from the enemy, or else they heard the river was overflowing, or else they heard the walls are caving in, and you went out to help them to save them, or else there was a fire out in the fields, and you went out the way out in the fields, you went out to save the fire. All these cases, harehen ki ansheir. If you go into a new city, you have a locha like the ansheir of the new city. And about you walk now, you walk 10,000 amas on Shabbos to save the people from the fire, or to save the mapolis, or else here the kashrus even in agayis. Master, you went to fight the enemies on Shabbos. Still, when you go into the new city, you become like the new city there, and you only have alpayimam in the new city. V'sulay, but you're not allowed to walk back home. So that's what it says in the Mishnah Din in Rosh Hashanah. So it's a kash of our Mishnah here. Our Mishnah here in Erevin is mashma called Hayotzer Mahatzil. If you go out to fight on Shabbos, you go to protect somebody, then chozim l'mkaimam. Mashma, no matter how far you had to walk out of the tomb to fight on Shabbos, but once you got finished fighting, the Rabbanu will make you allowed to walk all the way back home. And here in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, it's mashma, no, you only have like a new tchum. You can only walk 2,000 amas from where you finished fighting. Say as the stira. The sulay. I, the kasher is, we amarto, kol ayotzer mahatzel, chozim l'mkaimam, afilu tuva. This is the stira. And now, mishtan erevin is mashma, that if you go to fight to protect somebody, then no matter how far you walk out of the tchum on Shabbos, you have a right to walk all the way back to the original tchum. And here it's mashma, even if you go minagayis, you go to fight the army, still, you only have a new tchum, that's all apayimamah. Omer Rav Yudom Arav, shechozim b'kli zayin l'mkaimam. I tell you, all our Mishnah means is not that you have a right to walk all the way back to home. No, we're talking about the Mishnah where you do not leave your Tchum Shabbos altogether. So what's the Chiddush of come back home? That you're allowed to carry the guns back home. I would think maybe you only carry your guns when you go to fight. But maybe after you finish fighting, you have to put the guns down and you can't carry them home. That's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. No, you're allowed to carry the Kli Zayin Limkoyman. Yezot Gemara. Kiratanya, like there's a raya for this, like we learned. For Rishoyna, the Tesefta, the Rishoyna, Hoyamanichin, Klezainam, the Beis HaSomach Lechoyna. Metchila, when the Yidin used to go out to fight on Shabbos, they had a right to carry the guns with them as Pikuach Nefesh. But when they finished fighting, they used to put all the guns away in the first house of the city. When they came back into the city, Hey Pshita, they didn't leave the guns out in the fields. Maybe the enemy will come and take it from them. So they had a right to bring the guns back into the city. But in the first house they would meet, that's the house they would put all the guns in. That's what happened with Chila. The Goyim saw what happened. That what? That the Goyim put all the Kli, that the Yidin put all their Kli Zainas, all their guns, into one house. They rod for Achrayim. So the Goyim ran after them. And it was a small house, a small entrance. So the whole army started to run back into this house to get their guns. V'nichnesu oyveihem achrayim, and the goyim came running after the Yidin. Docha kuzeh zeh, so the Yidin panicked, and they started to push one another in the small entrance to get into this house to get their guns. For horgu zeh zeh, and the Yidin killed one another by pushing, yoyseh mimash horgu oyvim, more than the goyim killed the Yidin. And that's the mice that happened. His voice is sure at this time, right after that, Chom made a takono, it says, Kinu the Chom then made a takono, She Yuchoizwin Lim Koimo Beklizenum. That when they get finished fighting on Shabbos, and they have their guns with them, they're allowed to carry the guns back home. They don't have to leave it in the shortcut, leave it in the first house in the city. No, you're allowed to take your gun back home. Because Vait, it's still called the Tzorach Pikuach Nefesh. Because maybe the Goyim will come again to fight again on Shabbos, and you have to have your Kli Zayinim ready. So merely you have a Heter to carry their Mamish all the way back to your house. So that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. That called Hayotzom Lahatzel, somebody went out to fight, to protect himself with guns, is Choyzlum Koyim, they're allowed to walk back to the house with their Kli Zayinim. It's not a Shaila you went out of Tchum. It could be you didn't even walk out of Tchum on Shabbos. It's not a chiddush you could walk back in after Tchum. The chiddush of our Mishnah is, you could walk back with your Kli Zayinim. In the case of you went out of the Tchum, that's the din in Rosh Hashanah, that you can't walk more than a Tchum Shabbos. Wherever you end up when you finish the war, you can only walk Alpayim Amah from where you ended off. So Rashi, Menichim Kli Zayinim, Echizirosim, Abayim Tachitzin, Shemaitin, Chutz Nechoyma. The first house they found outside the Choyma, that's where they left their guns. There was a very narrow entrance into the house, so the Yidin had to push one another. They killed one another. So Chom made a takona from here that you're allowed to carry your guns back to your house. Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, Omar, Lekash. He has another terrace. Lekash, this is not shver. I'll tell you, we have a stira. What? And our Mishnah's mashma, when you go to fight, you're allowed to walk all the way back home again if you want. And the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah's mashma, no. You only have a new tchum, you can only walk up high mama and not more. He has a terrace like this. Lekash. Kan she notzchu Yisrael, es umois oilem. If the Yidin won the Muhammad, they are stronger. So that's the din in Rosh Hashanah. That the Mela were not afraid if you stay outside in the fields then. We won the Muhammad. So therefore you can't walk more than Alpayim Amah. That's all. Khan, our Mishnah in Erevin is talking about Shenotzchu Umas Olam, Esatzman. Talking about that the Goyim are stronger than us. So maybe this one war, like we fought on Shabbos, we went out to fight, the Goyim ran away from us right now. But it's not the Pshat we won the war. The Goyim maybe are still stronger than us. They'll come back to fight us again. So here you have the svar. We can't tell you you have to stay outside the fields on Shabbos. You can only walk up high mama, because there's a gzera. Maybe we're choshish. Maybe the goyim will come back and fight you again, and it'll be nesakona to be outside in the fields. So our Mishnah says you're allowed to choshim and koyimam. You can walk all the way back home, even though it's 10,000 amis. It's talking about that the Yidin are stronger than the goyim are stronger than us. So Drashi, Natzchu Yisrael Alpayim Basulai. If the Yidin are stronger, the Yidin won the Mechama, then we're not afraid if we tell the Yidin, you have to stay outside in the fields and you can't walk more than Alpayim Amah. the only have an apayim mama, that's the din in Rosh Hashanah. Our Mishnah is talking about the Nitzchu Umas Olam. Choizrundum Koimim Afilu Tuva. If the Goyim are stronger than us, and just now the war stopped, so then Apshita, you have to run back home as soon as possible, so that you shouldn't get killed again with the Goyim. So that's our Mishnah. If you go out to fight on Shabbos and you get finished fighting, you're allowed to come all the way back home, even though it's more than the Tchum Shabbos. Omer Rav Yudam Arav. Nochrim Shetzoru Ala Yorois Yisrael. You have Goyim that are coming surrounding the Yiddish cities. They want to start fight with the Eden. You're not allowed to go to fight on Shabbos. Can't use your guns. You're not mechalal Shabbos. Of course, like one zach. In other words, you don't go to have war on Shabbos. Because you're going to have to be mechalal Shabbos. You have to carry your guns and maybe kill and be over other Yisurim. So you don't go to fight mechil on Shabbos. So if the goyim just surrounding our ayoris, we don't go to fight. So the Maratanyan Amiyachi have a right for this also. Nochrim Shetzoru. Is the goyim surrounded a Yiddish city? We don't go to fight them on Shabbos. So tomorrow now, the medvah mamurim. When do we say this? The halacha is tishabo aliske momen. If the goyim are only coming to take away our money, they want to rob money. So then, even though they're surrounding us, we're not afraid. Maybe they'll attack on Shabbos. Because even if they do attack on Shabbos, they're only coming for money. There's no shalach pikuach nefesh. So just to save your money, you have the right to mechal Shabbos. Avu bo aliske nefoshes. But if the goyim are surrounding our cities to kill us, to come to fight, not to steal our money, but to kill us, then the locher is yoytzen aleim v'klizeinim. Then you're allowed to go and go out and fight them on Shabbos. You're allowed to go out with your klizeinim, with your guns. Or mechalon aleinat the Shabbos. You can mechal Shabbos. You can mechal Shabbos. Why? Because it's pekuach nefesh. Since the goyim are surrounding us, they may come any time now to fight with us, and they're coming to kill us. So what if they come to kill us? We're allowed to protect ourselves and go see if there'll be Mechal Shabbos enough. Yeah. You want to see? I will bow al this kind of foshas, you yoitz alayim b'klizeinim. O Mechal alayim to Shabbos. Then it could be Mechal Shabbos. Vaitu v'ir ha-smucho l'safir. What about you have a city that's right near the borders? You have a city that's near the borders. Then the locker is, afilu loy bow al this kind of foshas. Even if the goyim are not coming to kill us, el al this kind of tevin b'kash. They're only coming to steal from us. Straw. Then yoytzen aleim beklizeinim. Then we are allowed to go out to fight on Shabbos. We could take our guns. Or mechal aleim es Shabbos. You're allowed to be mechal Shabbos for this. Hey, since this city is mamish the first one outside by the stopper, by the boundaries, by the borders, that's pikuach nefesh. There we're allowed to fight back and be mechal Shabbos. So Drashi, and yoytzen aleim can afford to come on kishabo nochem aliske moment. If the goyim are just surrounding the city to steal our money, we can't start fighting on Shabbos. L'safir, that's ir, shemavdeles ben gvul Yisrael l'gvul umas. If you have the boundary, a city that's by the boundary, is near the goyish cities, then yoytzen aleim, you're allowed to fight them even on Shabbos. Why? V'al shemu you could do. Maybe they'll capture this city. U'mishom tehei noich oretz l'chavish l'fneim. And when they capture this outside city, it'll be easier for them to go and to capture more in Teretz Yisrael, or to capture more of the cities. Since it's daimet the pekuach nefesh, so a city that's by the boundary, no matter what the goyim are coming for, there's a shalat pekuach nefesh. Because true, they'll only steal the moment here, but they'll come to capture the city. Once they capture this city, it'll be an opening to capture more into the Yiddish cities. So a city that's by the boundary, that you have a right to fight even on Shabbos. Omer Rab Yose bar Menyumi, Omer Rab Nachman, Ubebovel, in Bovel is Kira Smuch L'Sapa Damien. Bovel is like a city that's near the Sapa, near the boundary. V'tigmu Nahadoi. And they said, which city in Bovel does it mean? It means Nahadoi. Nahadoi is the boundary near where the Goyim live and where the Eden live. So if the Goyim come to fight near Nahadoi, you're allowed to be Mechal Shams. Trashi Tigmu. Ezehi ir, bebovel devi smucha l'sapir, that's not doi. Shoyis a smucha l'nochri mitzad echod, l'yorah shiyoshvim ben b'nei goyla mitzad esheni. The Eden lived on the second side. So this city, you're allowed to protect yourself even on Shabbos. Dorash, Rebbe doistoi, timin biri. Ma'ed yichsev, what does the posuk in Shmuel say? V'yagidu l'dovid leimor hinei plishtim nuchomim b'kilo. That the plishtim are coming to fight this the Yiddish city of Kilo. V'heimor shoyisim es agronis. The plishtim are only coming to steal the grunas, to steal the tfuah on the ground. Because they weren't coming to kill. The plishtim were only coming to steal the grunas, steal the tfuah, the wheat of the Yidden. is Tonazot Gemara Kilo Ir Hasmuch LaSafer Hoitza. Kilo was the city near the boundary. Now this is going to be the reason why David went to fight them even on Shabbos. And even though the Plishtim were only coming to steal Mammon, they were only coming to steal the Gronas, the Tfuah, still it was Mutter to Mechal Shabbos. Why? Because it's an ear, it's a city, Hasmuch LaSafer on the boundary. And a city on the boundary, that's the Pikuch Nefesh. So the Gemara, V'heim loy bo el al iskei tevin v'kash. How do we know the Plishtim were only coming to steal the Shtrua? The Yechiv, because the Pasuk says, V'heim ha-shoysim es ha-gronis. They were going to take away, to steal the gronis, the storage of the Tfuah. Yechiv, and the Pasuk says, V'ayishol David v'ashem leimer, and David asked from the Urim Turim, he asked from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ha'elech, should I go? V'ekisi v'plishtim, should I hit, fight with the Plishtim? Ha'elech. Go and fight the Plishtim and go and save Kila. Is the Gemara, what was David's suffix that he went to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu if he should go fight or not? If David the Melech had a Shaila Lalocha, is it mutter for him to go fight or not? And Mestam the first one, the Pshat was on Shabbos. So the Shaila David had a suffix, is it mutter to Mechala Shabbos or not? Because the Goyim were only coming to steal the Tfuah, just to steal the money. So maybe for money, not Mechal Shabbos. On the other side, since Kila is an ear, Hasmuchel Safir, is like Daimit of Pekuach Nefesh, maybe it is Mutter. Sif Dovah, the Melech had this suffix, for the Gemara, Harei Beis Dinai Shal Shmuel Haramasi Kayim, that the Beis Din of Shmuel was Kayim. And any time you have a Shaila Lalocha, you're not supposed to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ask the Urim Batumin. You're supposed to ask the Dayan, like we hold Lo B'Shamayim Hi. To Shaila and a Psak Halocha, you have to go to the Beis Din and not ask the Urim Batumin. So if David had a Sofik, Lalocha, if he's allowed to fight or not, why do you ask the Urim Batumin? Like Rashi says, Omidi the Issa the Heter, Lo Mishayil be Urim Batumin. Not allowed to ask the Urim Batumin, a Shaila Lalocha. A Shaila Lalocha, you have to ask the Beis Din. So why didn't David go to the Beis Din, Shal Shmuel? Ella Zot Gemara Avada was treated to David HaMelech, you are allowed to go fight them on Shabbos. Why? Like our Gemara. Since this was a city near the Saper, near the boundary, it's like Pekuach Nefesh. So what did David ask from Hashem then? Eli Matzliach Ila Matzliach. That's what he asked from the Urim Tumim. Will he have Atzloch in this Mucham or not? Deikonami have a right for this Dechsiv. Lech Vekisa Vaplishtim V'yoshato Eskila Shmamina. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him back, Vohishato, you'll be able to save, to protect Kilo. Mashma, that was David Sofik. Will I win the Mechama? Will I protect him or won't I protect him? Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him, yes, you will protect him. Therefore, David went to fight him even on Shabbos. So Drashi Vohishato, Alma Mevasri led in the Netzeich. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, you should know, you will win the Mechama. So therefore, that's the loch, like we're learning, if you have a city that's near the boundary, that you're allowed to fight even on Shabbos. Even if they're only coming for a moment. Here's the Mishnah. Mi sheyoshav baderech. Somebody was sitting outside on the road. The omad, and he stood up. The ro, harehu somach liir. And he saw now that he's right near the city. He's within a tchum, 2,000 amis outside the city. Is hoyev loy hoysa kavanosa lekach lo yikonis. We're talking about now on Friday, this person was traveling. He had a long journey. The Mefarshim learned is talking about Taki, he had das to reach the city. The guy is mamish miles away from Los Angeles, and on Friday he started to walk into Los Angeles. And right before Shabbos, he was so tired, he sat down to take a rest. So by Bein HaShemosh, at the beginning of Shabbos, he was sitting someplace out in the field, and he did not know how close he was to LA. Then Friday night on Shabbos, he gets up, and he sees his mamish close to LA, he's like 1,000 mamish outside LA. But Lamaisa, at the beginning of Shabbos Bein HaShemoshes, he did not know that he was so close to LA. So he did not have kavona to be kainish shvisom, my tchum should be like part of LA. Poshli only had das, I should be kainish shvisa right here. So Reb Meir holds Enechanami, he's only kainish shvisa where he is, and he could only walk now a payimama from where he's sitting, and not more. Even if this Alpayimama takes him into the city, he could only walk until the end of the Alpayimama, not more. Thus, how to Remeya. Since he didn't have das to be kind of Shlisa, part of the city, he doesn't have the din of the city. What? Yeah, that's only if you have das to be kind of Shlisa inside the city. So once you have das to be kind of inside, then those cities could alamis. But if you had das to be kind of something that we had din before, if you have das to be kind of Shlisa someplace else, and you have right to walk Alpayimama, even if your Alpayimama ends in the middle of the city, you only could walk until there and not more. So that's here. According to Rav Meir, you have to have das to be koyin shvisa. So since you did not know you closed tele, you didn't have das to come in there, you're not koyin shvisa. We have Yehuda Oymen, no, you koneis. No, it's not totally in his das. Like as a svara, if he would have known about it, his zicha would have wanted it. So since he would have wanted it, consider that's enough. That's koyin shvisa. Is you koneis, he has a din like the people of the city, and he's koyin shvisa inside, he could walk in. Rashi says, Mishi Yashiva Derech, Lo Nuach, Shoyoyef, he was very tired. He didn't know he was in the tchum of the city. Then it got dark. That's a Meir Shita. And if you don't know, you could walk inside. Baita. Oi, Rabbi Yehuda Mikonis. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Maisa Hoya, it happened to Maisa once. V'nichnas Reb Tafrim B'lein Niskafin. That Reb Tafrim was outside the city before Shabbos, and he did not have kavon to be koyin the shvisa as part of the city. Still, when he got up on Shabbos, he realized he was in the tchum of the city, and he had a din like the city. So Reb Yehuda brings a riot to himself and the maisa of Reb Tafrim. So the Gemara Tanya, Omer Reb Yehuda, maisa of Reb Tafrim shoyim mahalech b'derech. He was walking on the road Friday, v'chashecheloi, and it got dark, so he sat down on the road. V'lon chutzlier. And he went to sleep even that night outside the city. As he did not know how close he was to the city, he thought Nastami is still very far away. So he went to sleep outside. Ulech shachris in the morning, matzu roi boker. The people that take care of the animals found him. Omru le Rebbe. So they told him, Rebbe, harayir lefonecha. You should know you're in the tchum of the city. Your mamish less than 2,000 amas away from the city. He koneis, come into the city. The halacha was nichnas v'yoshev beis hamedrash enichnami. So the ma'aseh was Rav Tarfon Taka got up and he went into the beis hamedrash v'doresh kol hayom kula, and he dashed in the whole day. So the churitz araya that even though at the beginning of Shabbos poshut he did not know he was so close to the tchum and he thought he'll be outside the city. Still la'ma'aseh since he was in the tchum afilu shloimi daitoy we say it is kind of the tchum. And the gemara amru loy the Reb Meir said back to Reb Yehuda from here there's no raya. Misham Raya, Shema Baliboy Hoysa. Maybe Reb Tarfon Taka knew exactly how close he was. And he knew that he would be able to walk into the Tchum on Shabbos. That's why he's kind of the din of the Shvisa of the city. He knew about it. Oi, Beis HaMedrash moved over to the Tchum. Or maybe Taka he has kind of new Shvisa. Wherever he is outside, he only has a right to walk in Alpayimam and not more. But where did it say he walked to? He walked his Beis HaMedrash. Maybe his base of Medrash was at the beginning of the city, which was in his tchum. So it's no riot to Reb Yehuda. Maybe the loch is like Reb Meir. He only has a new tchum from where he was sitting. He could only walk in al Pai Mama, 2,000 Amas, and not more. How did he walk into his base of Medrash? His base of Medrash was in the tchum of where he was sitting. So maybe there's no riot to Reb Yehuda. But the loch is like Reb Yehuda. That even though you didn't have das, but the loch is brought down, we're talking about in the case that you were trying to walk into the city. Josh, you did not realize how close you were. You thought there's still a long distance, and you're outside the city. But Louis, so you didn't have a cloud das to walk into the city, then you wouldn't be kind of shvis of the city. Like if you have das to travel on, you want to go to a different city. Even though now where you rested, you're in the tchum of this city, since you have no das to go into that city, then you won't be kind of shvis. It's only a svara that really you want to get in Tele. Josh, you don't realize how close you were. So together, like Shleimi Daito, he says, as if you really want to go in, and it's about if you would know that you're so close, you would want to be kind of Shvisa there. So we say you're kind of Shvisa. So at the Mishnah, Mi Sheyoshin Baderach, somebody went to sleep Friday afternoon on the road. V'lo Yoda, he didn't know where he went to sleep, how close he was to the city. V'lo Yoda, Ad Shecha Shecha, until it got night time, and then he woke up and he found where he was. Is the locha yesh loy apayim amalocha ruach? You should know he only has apayim am to go all around him. Because here the case is the person went to sleep on Friday, so bein hashmosha the person was sleeping, like he had no das at all to be kind any shvisa at all. Still, Rabbi Yechonon ben Nuri holds he's kind of shvisa. He has apayim am from walk all around him. The chol maimrim no ain loy el arbamis. Hey, this is not talking about now where you're near a city. This is not a case you're walking outside the roads. Your mom is in the middle of nowhere, and you went to sleep Friday afternoon, and you woke up on Shabbos night. So, bein hashmoshes, you were asleep. You didn't have das to be kind any shvisa at all. So, if Yechon Ben Nuri says, shaloi midaito, you also kind of shvisa, you have a right to walk up high mama. Chachamim say no. since at Bein HaShemosh, as you were asleep, you had no das at all, Hitaka not Koine Shvis at all. You only have Dal Damas, not more. You can't walk out of your Dal Damas. V'chom Moimim, Ein Leil Dal Damas. That's the Chom Shita. And Reb Lezer, Reb Lezer says, that you only have a Dal Damas, where even these four Amas, where can you walk them? V'ubiyam Tzoyin. It means like right now where you are, you're in the middle. It means you can walk two Amas to the right, two Amas to the left, two Amas front, two Amas backwards. That's all. You can't walk four Amas one way. Like you're mamish in the middle of it. And you have two Amas all around you. That's Reb Lezer Shita. Reb Yehuda Weimer, no. Li'ezer Ruach.